Yeah, I'm looking for leverage. Right? I need something to be able to give me some entry into how to work with, even though we're the highest expression because I haven't been working with it previously, I still need to find some way to actually get this going. Now, it may be kind of interesting about how what my hypothesis is and how I might need to do it. So we're still back to, you know, hypothesis formulation, etc. So I'm going to attempt something. It might not be part of the ordinary sequence you might expect, but we'll see how we go. Okay, so you're ready to explore. So obviously family is important to you, your longevity is important to you, and your passion for your mother. What you want out of life is important. Right, so ready to explore then? Okay. Is it easier for you with your eyes open or closed? Okay. Whatever's going to work best for you.
Okay.
Up to you. Right now, take a deep breath. Just continue to breathe. Deeply. Just continue to breathe. Deeply. Natural. And just allow yourself to feel the sensations of your breathing. And as you do, and you start to become aware of all that past story you used to say to yourself. That story kept you denied the previous. And notice how that was just a story. And deep inside now, you can notice that. As you notice that, you push that story a little bit farther to the distance, which gives you the more faith. Really think, real thoughts, feel, real feeling. Notice, real sensation. Not driven by the story, but emerging to who you are. Sitting pretty nice. Of longevity. And notice that as you feel that connection, there's something else there for your head to observe. But your heart does more than just feel that connection. There's part of you that is you that is this connection. The connection to your mother. Essence of you connect and how you feel the passion that is also compassion for the mother and actually made the choice that she did. And deep inside, compassion for yourself. And while you're not your mother, you too have made choices that you made. You feel and be the compassion. Compassion in you. That you this is how you have compassion for the other. You have compassion for yourself. Because you are that compassion. That connection. Compassion. That comes from one. From the unity. Of being more than just your body. More than just you. Your family. You are part of the mother. The mother is part of you. More than just the whole place of defining yourself. In new ways of knowing who you are. It has compassion. Connection. One. All of it. That you want life so that you are alive. And as your greatest awareness of being now, being that compassion, bringing that up in others. Notice your own thoughts and awareness growing now. Notice how it's so easy to create new thoughts. Try to be compassionate. That's right. So easy to create new ways of understanding, new ways of making meaning in the compassion of being now. It's so easy because you are creativity itself. You are, by your very nature, creative. You create thoughts. You create things. You are creative. There the essence of who you are. Compassion and creative. Creative and compassion. You leave the old thoughts behind. You create a new one. Based on who you really are. And those thoughts can connect with your heart, and your heart can appreciate that you are creative. You are compassion. And as you connect with that sense of who you really are, you can breathe that down into your gut. Because your gut knows deep inside. Well beyond the sword, well beyond dreams and coming to us, deep inside. You know that you are courageous to take action on things. You do things that others might be afraid to do. But when it's true for you, it's easy, it's natural to die. Rarely die, you might be able to attack. But deep down inside, when you know it's true for you, courage is a natural expression of who you are. Courage itself is you. As you said, the breathing is courage to be who you truly are. The courage to grow the denial, but to connect with yourself. To connect with your passion, your mother, and your family, and your mind generally. The courage. Choices you need to make. The kinds of choices you want to make. So that you can live the life you want to live. That takes courage. And it's easy for you to do because you are courage. As you feel deep in it. That's right. Leave that back up in your life. When your heart can appreciate. Courage to make these decisions and choices. Because deep inside, That's all you. That's action. It's you. Creativity. It's you. Courage. It's you. And you're even more than all of that. And you now begin to reflect the kind of choices you can make from here. Because they become easy and natural. Even beyond compromise, it's just simply expressing what you want to live the life you want to live. So take a deep breath. Keep this awareness with it before you truly live.
Diabetes into my everyday routine.
Yeah.
I'm a visual learner.
Yeah.
And I like to take a whole bunch of raw material and break it down and chunk it up and present it back to people. That's one of my strengths, is presenting. Maybe I need to give myself a presentation.
Yeah.
of how I can actually, because that's where we left off. Is, okay, well, great. And now I know what I have to do. How am I going to do it?
Yeah.
That's what came to my mind. Well, process, map it, break it down, give it back to myself, to incorporate it as part of my daily routine. Just like I get up every morning, I walk my dogs like clockwork, well, I gotta do something for me. And I am a big helper towards my family. And if I'm not there standing, how the heck can I help them?
Yes, that's right.
So, that's where the courage came from.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, how many of you notice in everything she said, there's no compromise?
Thank you.
It's like, well done, nice job, everyone. Thank you. It's beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, and usually by the time you get through last expression things, you get that. You know, wow. Right? Whoa. It's different. And how you know yourself is now different. Well, I am is different. And as you say, you know, I'm good at these things, and so I'll just do this. It becomes a natural expression of who you are. I don't have to compromise between, bang, this is what I just want to do. It's my life. I'm making these choices. Fantastic. I couldn't have coached to an outcome for that.
Yeah.
So you notice how the languaging shifting in towards ontological language is more about being than just being statements.
And how easy it is.
Yeah. I had to enter that way. And knowing that in the past, the majority of times it might have been that our head over room, so I had to start with that and then separate that out so I get some freedom to actually do things. But also, you know, as well, so subtleties, as I got into the heart to go through the foundational sequence, I had to keep making the head can notice. Because I know it's going to do that anyway. So we'll just make it an ally. You know, rather than an obstacle, it's a friend, it's part of the process. Criteria integration. Stay loose. Flow. Freedom. Go find a partner.